Bangladesh's interim government chief, Mohammad Yunus, has accused former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina of undermining the country's institutions in her bid to retain power. Yunus, who became chief adviser on August 8 following Hasina's resignation and departure to India on August 5, addressed foreign diplomats in Dhaka, promising to hold free, fair, and participatory elections after enacting critical reforms, reported PTI, and according to the report, and Yunus, 84, alleged that Hasina's government, which he termed a dictatorship, has weakened the country's courts and undermined democratic rights through a brutal crackdown over the last decade and a half. He indicated that his administration's priorities include modernizing the Election Commission, judiciary, civil administration, security forces, and media to create a more transparent and democratic process. In their efforts to stay in power, Sheikh Hasina's dictatorship destroyed every institution of the country. The judiciary was broken. Democratic rights were suppressed through a brutal decade-and-a-half-long crackdown, Yunus said. He also underlined Bangladesh's economic woes, proposing significant measures to restore stability, eradicate corruption, and enhance governance. Yunus stressed the significance of law and order, promising to ensure security with the continuous assistance of the military, the news agency report stated. And the top priority of the interim government would be to bring the law and order situation under control. The armed forces will continue to serve in aid of civil power as long as the situation warrants. We will be close to normalcy within a short period, with the unwavering support of our people and patriotic armed forces, Yunus was further quoted as saying. Following Hasina's resignation, Yunus emphasized that his government is committed to guaranteeing the safety of all religious and ethnic groups. He also committed to fulfilling international human rights duties and continuing Bangladesh's active participation in global peacekeeping efforts. Our government remains pledge-bound to ensure the safety and security of all religious and ethnic groups, he said. Reportedly, on the subject of Rohingya refugees, Yunus urged for continuing international humanitarian assistance and ultimate repatriation to Myanmar with dignity and full rights. Addressing the international community, Yunus urged their assistance as Bangladesh embarked on a new democratic road, hoping to fulfill its people's dreams of a prosperous and equitable nation, the PTI report stated. Bangladesh stands at the crossroads of a new beginning. Our valiant students and people deserve a lasting transformation of our nation. It is a difficult journey and we need your help along the way. We need to fulfill their aspirations. The sooner the better, he said.